Hello, this is Sadia Sanders of Urban Spinster, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. So I got a special request from one of the ladies in my private community, and she asked, do traditional men still exist? So I had to kind of look up what a traditional man was, and according to an article on pairedlife.com, a traditional man would make the best husband because they stick it out in tough times. They know how to be a good fatherly figure to children. They will put your comfort before theirs. They will happily be the main provider if you want to stay at home to take care of a house or children. They're natural leaders. They know how to fix things around the house. They're natural protectors. So in this woman's case, who is asking, do these men still exist? She's been dealing with a guy off and on for about 10 years. And if you've heard people say, well, when a man is off with you, he's on with someone else. So that's really what off and on is when you're dating someone back and forth like that. But he is in a situationship where he is still dealing with his child's mother. And he's telling her that in order for him to be emotionally available and physically totally available to her, he needs to make sure that his child's mother is straight. And I don't know if that straight means financially able to take care of herself and their child and co-parent or what, but that's the excuse he's giving as to not being able to commit totally to her. So she is still very much in love with this person. They have history, obviously, but she's wondering, is she wrong for believing and waiting for someone to have similar beliefs as she does? This person has been celibate for about 5 years, as I have. And what she wants is someone who will honor her belief and wait. Not necessarily until marriage, but at least until they're in a committed relationship. So she's wondering, should she just give up that dream or that idea? And I say no. Of course, it's harder to be patient, especially when you have someone that you're continually dealing with off and on in your head, in your heart. But she's got to let that person go in order to be open to receive what God really has for her. And that's a lot of times what we do as single women who are trying to wait and hold out. We get distracted. And it's somewhat of, you know, a spiritual warfare, I would say. You know, and that guy comes up out of the blue that you haven't spoken to in years or months, and you know he's not the right person for you. It's a distraction, and it is a way to derail you from your path of wanting a true committed relationship and someone who honors and respects you and will commit. So I would say there are guys out there. We just have to be patient and be open and available. We have to be emotionally available. If we're too busy entertaining old loves from the past or even new people that we know are not for us, then where's the room for the new guy, for the right guy? So keep the faith. They're out there. You just have got to be patient and don't put anybody in that man space that is meant for someone else. And you know when it's not right and it's time to cut it and move on. And it's easier said than done. I have been there. I have a reoccurring person that comes in and out, but I control whether I let them back in or not. And I have got to cut that off. Block them from your phone, social media. If they call your job, you got caller ID at your job now. So do not accept calls. Do not accept messages. If they get really creative and try to give you gifts because they know that's what you like, don't accept the gifts. I don't care if it's a Louis Vuitton bag. Give it back. Okay? So they're out there. Just hold on. It will happen. So anyone out there that wants to comment, please do so. You can reach me at XO Urban Spinster on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.